Sei.
Dos.
Panchatattva. Five truths. Mili. Combined together. Prithivi. On this earth. Asiya. Descending. Purva. Original. Prema Vandeyadera. The store of transcendental love. Mudra. Seal. Ugadiya. Opening. Panchamili. Mixing together all these five. Lute. Plunder. Prema. Lovodgahet. Karya Svadana. Taste. Yatta Yatta. As much as. Pie. Drink. Trishna. Thirst. Bade. Increases. Anukshana. Again and again. Translation. The characteristics of Krishna are understood to be a storehouse of transcendental love. Although that storehouse of love certainly came with Krishna when he was present, it was sealed. But when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came with his associates of the Panchatattva, they broke the seal and plundered the storehouse to taste transcendental love of Krishna. The more they tasted it, the more their thirst for it grew. Jai, purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada ki, jai. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is called Mahabhadanyaya Avatar. Because although he is Sri Krishna himself, he is even more favorably disposed to the poor fallen souls than Lord Sri Krishna. When Lord Sri Krishna himself was personally present, he demanded that everyone surrender unto him and promised that he would then give them all protection. But when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this earth with his associate, he simply distributed transcendental love of Godhead without discrimination. Sri Rupa Goswami, therefore, could understand that Lord Chaitanya was none other than Sri Krishna himself. For no one but the Supreme Personality of Godhead can distribute confidential love of the Supreme Person. Jai. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyanangyana Salakaya Chaksurum Militan Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitan Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Tadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Patakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavam Cha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parigyana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Visakam Vitancha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vrisavanu Sutte Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Taruvyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyaevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So the translation again. Sei pancha tattva mili prithivi asiya purva prema vanda dera mudra ugadiya. Panche mili lute prema. Kare aswadan jata jata pije trishna bade anuksham. The characteristics of Krishna are understood to be a storehouse of transcendental love. Although that storehouse of love certainly came with Krishna when he was present, it was sealed. But when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came with his associates of the Pancha Tattva, they broke the seal and plundered the storehouse to taste transcendental love of Krishna. The more they tasted it, the more their thirst for it grew. So, Srila Rupa Goswami, although the Sad Goswamis of Vrindavan, they are very important, very special devotees. But here, Srila Rupa Goswami is mentioned because he was able to understand the mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. To understand the mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not easy. This has to be revealed to the devotees. Unless one gets the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they cannot understand Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Actually, if we look in some dictionaries like the Oxford Dictionary and like that, we will find Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It was a scholar from Navadvip that he became crazy at the age of, I don't know how many years. They don't understand anything. Because you can't understand the Lord by a scholarship. It's impossible. It's happening with all the scriptures, with Krishna. You can't understand Bhagavad Gita by a scholarship. It's impossible. You need two qualities to understand the Bhagavad Gita. And these two qualities are explained by Krishna himself when he speaks the Bhagavad Gita. I am speaking the Bhagavad Gita to you, Arjuna. Why? Why Krishna is speaking the Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna? He's a confidential friend, okay? But there are two qualities too. Huh?
Was
envious. Not envious, okay? But these are not the two things that Krishna say. Okay? Did Krishna say? It's a verse from the Bhagavad Gita. He said, I'm explaining the Bhagavad Gita because you are a devotee. And you are fully surrendered to me. So these are the two qualities. To understand Krishna, you have to be a devotee. And you have to be fully surrendered to Krishna. So this is a whole process in itself. How to become a devotee, how to be fully surrendered. So Srila Rupa Goswami, certainly he is one of the greatest devotees. And he was fully surrendered to Krishna, Chaitanya. Actually, he abandoned everything. And everything, we can't understand what they abandoned. Actually, the palaces of Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, they still exist in Bangladesh. And if you go to visit them, they are amazing living facilities. They even have like a spa, personal spa for themselves, and they have all the facilities. They were ministers. They were very rich. You know, nowadays you can see a minister, you know, the ministers here, they look very rich, no? But Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, they were really rich. They didn't have money. They have gold. Gold coins. You know. So they were very, very rich, and they abandoned everything as no value. And they surrendered to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then Srila Rupa Goswami, he understood the mind of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he prayed, Namo Mahavadanyaya, Krishna Prema Pradayate. You are the most munificent incarnation, because you are distributing freely Krishna Prem, love for Krishna, something that nobody did before. In all the ages and all the times, we have so many conditions. Krishna put so many conditions. Okay, you want to come to me, you want me to give you the mercy, you have to do this and this and this. Sarva dharmam parityaja manikam saranam braja. Give up all the religions and just surrender to me. First you have to surrender. Then Krishna will give mercy. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was not even asking for surrender. He was giving love of Godhead to everyone. To everyone around immediately. Just by seeing Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they will fall in love. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was walking through the Jharikhanda forest, even the animals were affected and fell in love for Godhead. They say that they were dancing and chanting Hari Bol, Hari Bol. The tigers, they were embracing the deers and kissing them. They were experiencing big love for each other. So we have some hope. If the animals, they were able to be affected, maybe us, one day we will be affected. And we will experience this transcendental love. That we will be able to kiss our enemies. This is not easy. Someone that hurt you in different ways, you know. The Lord Jesus Christ, He asked to forgive. He asked us to forgive our enemies. Well, Lord Chaitanya, he didn't go, he go further. You embrace them and kiss them. So this is too much. It won't be. It's difficult, eh? Very difficult to develop this feeling of love for everyone, even for the enemies. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave us the process by which these miracles can happen. And this process is amazing. Kevala Ananda Kanda. It's a process of bliss, full happiness. When you practice it, you become happy. And as more as you practice it, you become more happy. But you have to practice it. Okay, yesterday we were explaining how Lord Chaitanya came and he already delivered everyone. And this means that he gave the process by which we can be delivered. But we have to follow the process. It's like in Bombay, when the devotees didn't have the Juhu temple yet, Srila Prabhupada was staying in a temple. They allowed him to have the rooms there, and the devotees were having there. I don't remember the place. My Guru Maharaj was telling us this. How one Indian man came and offered obeisances to Srila Prabhupada and asked Srila Prabhupada, Oh, Srila Prabhupada, please, please, be merciful upon me. Deliver us, please. Give me. And Prabhupada said, No, I cannot do that. You have to do that yourself. I can give you the process. But you have to follow the process, and then you will be delivered. So it's the same, no? Prabhupada also gave the example that the Guru Maharaj is giving us the process. And we are praying to the Guru, "Oh Guru Maharaj, be merciful so that I can follow the process." They say, Guru is sending you a rope. You are in the dark well. And he's sending the rope. And you have to hold the rope. But we are asking the Guru Maharaj, "Oh Guru Maharaj, just please put my fingers around the rope." No, there is an effort from our side. No, we need two things to advance spiritually. Our own effort and the mercy of Krishna. This is, there are the two combinations for us to be successful. This Krishna show and manifest in the Damodar Lila, no? And Mother Yasoda was trying to bind him, always 2 inches were missing. And doesn't matter how much rope she will bring, always the 2 inches were missing. And it is said that she brought all the ropes from all Braja. And that means a lot of ropes. Because they have millions of cows. And the cowherd boys, they use ropes to deal with the cows and the bulls. And they have enough ropes to deal with all the millions of cows and bulls they have. So even all that rope couldn't bind Krishna. But finally Krishna allowed that, and he was tied. And the acharyas explained that these 2 inches are that, no? Personal effort. Mother Yasoda, she was making such big effort. To say that she was perspiring, you know, and the, the flower decorations on her head were falling. You know, the sari also. She was making so much effort. And at the end, Krishna bestowed his mercy. And then she was able to. So we need these two ingredients in the process of devotional service. We have to effort. There is no place for laziness in Krishna consciousness. You can't be lazy. Srila Prabhupada say there is no place neither for lazies neither for crazies in Krishna consciousness. You know, you have to effort and show Krishna, "I really want you. I'm ready to do anything and everything. You know, I don't care. I will do it." And then Krishna's mercy will come. And we will come in an amazing way. The mercy of Krishna is there is nothing compared to that. And when a devotee receive the mercy of Krishna, he start understanding everything. So we have to be devotees, we have to dedicate ourselves, and we have to pray, hunker for the mercy of Krishna. This is described in the Sikshastaka, that we have to be humble and pray. "Oh Krishna, you are so merciful, you are giving your holy name, but I have no attraction." Like we were singing, no? In this song, "Hari Hari Vifale Janama." You know, "I took this human birth, but I have been drinking poison knowingly." Everyone is doing this, drinking poison. The other day my daughter was telling me that her boss came from the carnival, and the face that he had, he said, "Oh Peter, he didn't come even out of the car. He just gave me the keys to open the business and he went away." Of course, not all the bosses do that, My daughter Radhika, she is very responsible, and she is one of the, now she is the in charge of the business. So, but she told me, he had such a face. I don't know what he drank, I don't know what he took, but the face was finished. And I was remembering how Srila Prabhupada explained, nowadays sense gratification is that, is drinking poison. They take many kinds of poisons. Actually, this is called intoxicants. This means that they are toxic. And we know. We get intoxicated by smoking, by drinking. The body gets all contaminated, get poisoned. But that's the way we think we are going to be happy. It's a big cheating. It's like Srila Prabhupada said, it's like the camel. The camel likes to eat the thorns, you know, likes so much. Actually, the camel keepers, they have to be careful not to allow the camels to go to the thorns, because they will destroy their whole mouth. But they like it so much, because when they're eating the thorns, the mouth is getting, the blood is coming, you know, from the mouth. All is getting. So the taste of the blood mixed with the thorns is very nice. And they are addicted to that. But they don't know they are eating their own blood. So by not worshipping Radha Krishna, we are drinking poison, knowingly. So now Dandas Thakur pray like that. I have been spoiling my life. Now you came, and you are bestowing love of God. You are distributing the highest process, the chanting of Hare Krishna. But I don't have attraction. I am so unfortunate. So we have to be praying always for mercy. And this will help us to be humble. Will allow us to be humble. And humbleness is the essence in devotional life. If you are humble, then everything else will come out, come after. But if you are proud, everything is destroyed. And for that purpose, Srila Prabhupada asked us to work cooperatively. You know, when the devotees ask Srila Prabhupada, what will happen when you will go? You won't be here. So Srila Prabhupada said you have to work cooperatively. And your cooperation with each other will be the how you show the love for me. It's not easy to cooperate with each other. This means that we have to accept each other as they are. Because we can't change anyone. We can't control anyone. Doesn't matter how much we try, no? So we have to serve. That's the only way to cooperate with each other. Developing the aptitude that I am the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant. And then Krishna will be pleased. And he will reveal himself. You can't force Krishna to reveal himself. Even by developing big learner scholarship, or by performing big tapasya, you know, you can't force Krishna. Krishna will reveal only when he is pleased with the devotee. And the best way to please Krishna is to serve the devotees. It is said when we chant in the morning the Guru Astaka, no? Yasya prashada bhagavat prashada, yasya prashada nagati kutopi, no? By getting the mercy of the Guru, you can get the mercy of Krishna, no? And also it is said, by getting the mercy of Krishna, you can get the Guru. By pleasing the Guru, you can please Krishna. And the guru get very happy when he see you serving Krishna. Why it is say that by serving the devotees, both the guru and Krishna they get happy. You know, so this is the process to perform devotional service in the mood of servitorship. Everything we do is for pleasing the devotees. Doesn't matter what position we get in. We can be a young devotee cleaning the temple for the pleasure of the devotees, or we can be a so-called senior devotee preaching the devotees. I was thinking, I'm not used to preach to devotees. I'm used to preach to the people to tell them to maybe become devotees. We are more in that process of preaching to the people, no, than to the devotees. Now a few devotees are joining. We have some bhaktas and we are doing the bhakta course, no? So I was thinking, well, but preaching to the devotees is also a great service to the devotees, because this part of the process, we have to lead kirtan. Someone has to lead the kirtan. If nobody leads the kirtan, how will we have a kirtan? But the one that is leading the kirtan, he's not thinking, I am the rock star. I am the singer. Everyone is following me, you know. Just see my my abilities, how I can play with the boys and the instruments. No, the devotee is not thinking like that. The devotee is thinking, I am the servant of all, everyone. So I'm leading the kirtan for the pleasure of everyone, all the devotees and the Lord. And that way we are doing kirtan properly. And we want to enthuse everyone to chant and dance for the pleasure of Krishna. And when we are preaching, it's the same. I want to preach to encourage the devotees, to make them more enthusiastic to serve Krishna. That way I can get purified and do nice service. So we have to pray to Krishna that please, please, please give me your mercy so that my efforts will be successful. So in the process of devotional service that Lord Chaitanya gave us, the association of devotees is very important. And we have to be very careful. Srila Prabhupada always say, be careful, don't commit offenses to the devotees. Offenses to the devotees are very dangerous. The same way that by serving the devotees you get Krishna pleased and the Guru pleased and you get so many, but by offending the devotees, the most horrible things happen. You know, you get covered, your devotional service get covered completely. And the same thing happened. You can only have the danger to be offensive to the devotees if you are proud. But if you are humble, you won't offend the devotees. Because you will always feel like I am the servant of the servant of the servant. So false ego is the biggest problem in devotional life. And the false ego means that we identify with these bodies. You know that we are these bodies. I am so and so. You know, I am a Slovenian body from Ljubljana. You know, or I am Croatian, or I am Latvian. Oh, I am a Montenegro, Montenegrino, how you say? Huh? Chernogores. Okay. Yesterday we were hearing many jokes about the Montenegrin people. They say when for them devotional life is going to be very difficult because they say that they are very lazy, you know. If you take a Montenegrino and you dry him on the sun and then you make him powder, you know, you get the sleeping powder, they say. I hope it's not like that. You know what? So we are not this body. We are not even from Montenegro. You know? Even the Montenegrinos, they are not Montenegrinos. They are a spirit soul. So just the identification with the body that I... And this makes us proud. It's a big false ego, no? That we think, this is a big illusion. This body is the worst thing you may ever find, you know? And there is a very big evidence of this. Actually, there was a very rich man in a village. And this rich man, he wanted to have a guru. And he found very nice devotee. And everyone were saying that this is very nice guru, and he's was very well known, you know. So he went to him and said, "Oh, Guru Maharaj, I want you to be my guru. I want you to accept me as the disciple." And the guru said, "Okay, good. I will initiate you tomorrow. But you have to bring me a gift." "Oh, Guru Maharaj, whatever you ask, just let me know. I will come bring what you want. I'm so rich, I have so much money, I can buy so many things." And the guru said, "You bring me the most horrible thing." Horrible. Horrible, horrible thing. It's similar to Haribol, but it's with horrible. Horrible. You have Haribol and horrible. And in Germany, you have Haribos. Haribos. Only without L. So, most horrible thing. What will be that most horrible thing? You know, he was wondering, "Oh my God, why the guru asked me to bring the most horrible thing? You know, this is where I can buy that." So he was thinking, "Where I will get this horrible thing?" You know. And then he was walking, and it was raining, like anything, going home, and he didn't see a stone in the middle of the water, and he banged his feet with the stone. Wow, it was so painful. He said, "Wow, this stone must be very horrible." "It's an horrible stone. Maybe I will bring the stone to the guru." And like this, he was looking, no, for horrible things, no? But then he went to the house, and when he was in the house, he felt the call of nature. This happened to everyone, even to the rich people. They get the call of nature, so he had to go. And those days, people were very cultured and educated, and they didn't have toilets in the houses. Now we think that we are very educated and we have toilets everywhere. But those days, the people knew toilets are not meant to be inside the house, they are going to be outside the house. So he went outside and he did what he had to do. And then he looked. You're not supposed to look, it's very horrible. And he looked and he said, "Wow, this is really horrible." Maybe this is the most horrible thing. He was in this mission, no? To find, no? But then the stool stood up and say, "What do you mean? I'm not the most horrible thing." He got a shock, you know. You only find the stool speaking in the South Park cartoons. Not in real life, you know. So he got shocked. He said, "Wow, stool speaking. I'm not the most horrible thing. No. Before I entered your body, I was very nice samosas and rasgula, sabjis. I was so beautiful, so nice. But just see what happened when I passed through you. You are the most horrible thing." Then he realized, "Oh my God, I am the most horrible thing." So these bodies that we think that are so nice, so amazing, and we look at the mirror and we fall in love with ourselves. These are the most horrible thing. You know, otherwise you look when you go to answer the call of nature and you will see. So then he went to the guru the next day without anything. And the guru asked, "You brought me the most horrible thing?" And he said, "Yes, Guru Maharaj. I am here, I am the most horrible thing." Say, "Yes." Now you understood. So there is no real, no real point of thinking that this, of getting false ego. We don't have anything to be proud of. You know, this is really horrible. Material bodies, they are very horrible. So we have to give up this false ego, and we can do that by associating with the devotees. The devotees will remind you, "Prabhu, you are not the body." Srila Prabhupada's book, if we count how many times Srila Prabhupada mention that we are not the body, I don't know how many thousands and thousands of times you find Prabhupada saying this. If you hear Prabhupada lectures, again and again Srila Prabhupada is saying we are not the body. Because Srila Prabhupada knew we need to hear this again and again and again and again. And even like that, we won't be able to overcome this illusion. We are so much entangled and so much identified with the body. But we have the hope that by chanting Hare Krishna, we will be cleansed from all this contamination. This is the most powerful process. But we have to apply it. You know, it's just like if you go to the pharmacy and you buy the medicine the doctor tells you to buy. But if you don't take it, you know, so you got the medicine? Yes, but I'm not cured. Why? Are you taking it? No. So, to buy the medicine is not enough. You have to take it. So the process, we have to apply it. And this whole process, no? Srila Rupa Goswami describes, no, the whole process of devotional service, no, starting with faith, no, we develop some faith, sadhu sangha, you know, anartha nivritti, all this process. But everything will happen, even if we are not very learned and if we don't know so many details. If we are sincere and we sincerely chant Hare Krishna and sincerely serve the devotees, everything will be revealed. So this is the transcendental process that the Panchatattva came. It's not, sometimes we think, no, that it's something for us to enjoy. They enjoy this transcendental love. But the way of enjoying this was to do service. They were working very hard to distribute this love to everyone. And that was the way to enjoy this. If we just think that we have to just enjoy without doing anything, then we are, like Srila Prabhupada say, take advantage of this Krishna consciousness movement. And the people say, well, we have to take advantage. We go to the temple and take advantage. We take nice prasada. We take this and this. No, we take advantage means take the opportunity to serve. This movement is giving this great opportunity of serving so many devotees. We have so many devotees nearby. We can do so many services. And then we can have the opportunity, the advantage of pleasing Krishna, pleasing the Guru. And then we will understand everything. Everything will be revealed. That's why these two processes have to go together, no? the Bhagavat Marga and the the other one, the deity service, no, Archana Marga and Bhagavat Marga. I think the word, I don't know. Well, we forget it. But these two processes, are, the two processes have to go together. The studying of the scriptures, to read the Srimad Bhagavatam, read the, you know, to investigate, to absorb ourselves in the pastimes of Krishna, and we have to serve Krishna also. We have to do practical activities, practical service. If we just think that we have to just study and become learned, then we are going to become very sick. You know, we are not going to get cured. It's just like if you eat a lot of prasadam, but you don't do practical service, you don't do kirtan, you don't dance, you can't digest the food. You become sick. In the same way, you study a lot, you read so many. Srila Prabhupada wanted us to study and to read the books. But if we don't do practical service, we won't be able to digest this, so much knowledge. And then we will become sick. We will become proud. Oh, I have so much knowledge. Okay, I think I already went too much far away the timing. Excuse me, if you have any question, any commentary, you can ask Ananta Prabhu. He will. He is a very realized person. He's always doing service. And sure, Lord Krishna is giving him many realizations. So we leave it here, no? Better, and we go for prasadam so that we don't become too late. Jai Shri Shri Panchatattva ki, Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari.